set.
Ready when you are.
All right. My pleasure to introduce Olin Brown. Olin, a 7-under-63 in the first round of the 38th U.S. Senior Open Championship. Olin, the 2011 U.S. Senior Open Champion, playing in his 8th U.S. Senior Open. And I have to ask, when you came to the course this afternoon, knew there were some good scores out there, perhaps you heard that. You know, did you have to adjust some of your expectations when you played your round this afternoon?
No, not really. I didn't even look at the leaderboard. I had no idea what was being shot. We watched, while I was on the putting green, a couple of guys coming up number 18 to see what that was kind of playing like. But, look, it's the first round of the Senior Open. You know what you have to do out here. You know you have to hit fairways. You know you have to hit greens. I missed a fairway today, and it was on a par 5, so that was good timing for me. And when I missed the greens, I missed them on purpose. I was missing short to play up to the hole, so managed my game well today, and the net result was I flinched a couple times at the right moment, and if the pin was tucked, my ball somehow ended up over there. And so I made some nice birdies today. It was just a fun day to play.
Yeah, if we go through your card, just take us through some of the approach shots you hit in and the putts you had. We'll start with the 10th hole.
Yeah, that was the hole that was really the wake-up call for me, because I hit a perfect tee shot. It was right in the middle of the fairway. I tried to aim a little bit left of the pin there and hit a shot. I couldn't really feel the wind. Was a little more left to right than I had anticipated, and I kind of hit an indifferent shot that missed the green to the right, and then I drew a pretty nice lie, and it happened to chip it in. So that was just a really, you know, you're already scolding yourself for missing the greens, for missing the first green, and to chip it in after that, it kind of got the day off to a great start. So it was a nice way to open up.
And then you ran a nice run of birdies from 12, 13, and 14.
Yes. You know, I hit the ball kind of close on those holes, so it wasn't anything kind of silly. On 12, I hit a shot in there about, gosh, maybe 20 feet pin high, just past pin high to the right, and made a good read, and it rolled in. And then the next hole, from the middle of the fairway, I hit a really good shot with a pitching wedge about 5 or 6 feet, but I got it pin high, which means I had a lot of break. And I was seeing the lines nicely today, and my speed was matching up well with what I was seeing. So it seemed like almost every time I had a chance to make a putt, I did.
And then you made another birdie on 16, the par 4.
It's all running together now. 16 is, give me the hole.
Par 4, 389.
Oh, yeah, the one up the hill. Hit.
Yes.
Pin was on the front right, and I hit a little bit left off the tee, and it actually just barely stayed in the fairway, but it had a great angle to the hole, and I hit it in there about maybe 8 or 9 feet. Tom Lehman was on the same line. He made his putt, and I really got a good look at the speed there, and so I was able to make it on top of his too, so that was kind of nice. And then made a good par save on 18, where, again, I played short of the green purposely. If it jumps up, great, but if not, I'm putting up the hill. My two hiccups were on 1 and 2. I kind of made either a tactical error or a swing error or the combination of two. I was debating whether I was going to lay up to the edge of the ridge, and I just crept over the fall line there, and so I had a kind of a difficult lie, and I pushed my second shot in the bunker, hit a nice bunker shot, and missed about a 6-footer. And then on 3, the wind got my ball, and I was in the front right bunker, and it had been where somebody else had been already that day, and it was a little bit wavy in there, and I didn't draw a great lie, and I just elected to take my bogey. I just popped it out of there 30 feet. I made a mistake there, and I was going to accept the 5 and move on. And then I got on a nice run where I made 4 in a row, and that really put me back where I wanted to be.
Yeah, 3, 4, and then 6 and 7 really, really played nicely there. Just take us through any of those exceptional birdies.
3, I hit a pitching wedge to about 7 or 8 feet. Again, it was dead pin high, so it was one of those that had a little swing to it. 4, all 3 of us in the group made birdie. Everybody was inside of 10 feet there. It was really nice to do that.
6, the par 5.
Oh, yeah, 6. That's the fairway that I missed, and I was in the first cut, not the primary, but, you know, there's the fringe, and then the first, and then the hay, mm-hmm. And it was maybe the worst lie I've ever had, and all I could do was bump it out there about 90 yards, and I had 170 or so left over, and I hit a 6-iron to about 5 feet, and probably played 14 or 15 inches of break on that putt and happened to make it. And then the next hole is one of the ones where I was aiming at the middle of the green and had a kind of a hook lie, and the ball came off perfectly. I ended up about 4 or 5 feet and made that one too. So it was a nice way to nice way to open up the tournament.
A couple nice pars to end, and you know, we've been scouring the record books, and we can't find anyone who made more birdies than you in a round. That was nine today. A bunch of people have tied that, but nine birdies, pretty good in the U.S. Senior Open.
Especially at a golf course like this, which is just magnificent. Salem is one of those kinds of courses that there's so many great courses in this area. Maybe people haven't heard of it if they haven't been from this area or haven't come up here any, but this is a gem of a gem. Beautiful golf course. The membership has been so welcoming here this week, and I know they're really proud of their golf course, and they should be because it's exceptional.
Let's open it up to some questions. If you could raise your hand, we'll bring a microphone over. There's one here right in front.
Roland, how does this 7-under compare to the 7-under in the first round in 2011?
Well, they're both great golf courses, aren't they? Inverness is a beautiful track. You know, I made two eagles in that round, and the condition of the course was, it was later in the year that year, and the weather had been brutally hot, and so the course was a little softer than you would have expected, certainly, I think, than the guys wanted it. And so I played beautifully that day, but, you know, I hold a wedge, and it's hard to compare them. I mean, they're totally different golf courses, even though Donald Ross did them both. And I would say that in both rounds, I did what you're supposed to do in a U.S. Open. I hit a lot of fairways, and I hit most of the greens. And when I did miss a green, I left myself in the proper spot.
Other questions for Olin? Over here in the front right.
Just quickly, how long was that putt, the birdie putt on the ninth hole at the end there, would you say?
The one that I left short?
Yeah.
28 or 30 feet, maybe. And, you know, it's a little tricky. I was more worried about the line than I was the speed. And the last 5 or 6 feet are just a hair uphill, and it's a little bit... it's a little subtle, and so I just left it a hair short. I felt like I had a good line on it. I wish I'd hit it a little harder.
Question over here in the back left.
Olin, you mentioned on TV you're curled up with a good book. What were you reading this morning before you came out to play?
I'm reading Black Widow, Daniel Silva. And I think it's the last of his that I haven't read yet, so kind of it's a good way to get lost with all the air travel that we have.
Jeff, over here a little further on the left.
Olin, great plan.
Thank you.
Does it seem strange to be at a U.S. Open or a USGA event when there's so many kind of green light opportunities given just the way the course set up today?
It's an interesting question because my game plan today was to hit the middle of every green. And if I wasn't in the middle of every green, I wanted to be short of the green in the middle of every green. And there just happened to be a couple of places where I could take a slightly more aggressive line, and I was fat side to the hole all day long, which is, so it worked out, and I've been struggling with that this year, so I wouldn't necessarily call them green light situations. I mean, even though there's some red numbers on the board, because if you got overly aggressive and you missed on the wrong side, you were cooked. And the one hole that I really messed up was 10, and I happened to pitch it in. Well, I mean, you know, that's really a shot and a half swing right there. So, yeah, the course, the greens were receptive, and the wind was down today. So, you know, the ball was going where we started it. But if you didn't hit good shots, you're going to pay a real penalty out here.
All right, any last questions for Olin? All right, Olin Brown, 7-under 63. Great start. Good luck
Thank
the rest
you.
Of the week.